Buck 92.3, the best country from the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s.
Buck 92.3, Mount Pleasant.
WMMI Shepherd and translator W222 CP, rebroadcasting WMMI AM 830. Buck 92.3, a Latitude Media station.
Where country legends live.
Kick off your boots and turn it up. It's time for New Local Country First.
I do love country music.
You're kicking country on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Kicking Country and Keeping It Local. Today, I have a special guest with me. Kaylin, go ahead and let them know who you are and where you're from.
Yes, hello. My name is Kaylin Pace, and I'm actually originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan area. And I've been singing country, rock, and also my own original music for a very long time. I actually made music full-time about probably 8-9 years ago, but I've been doing it pretty much my whole life. I just turned 30. And yeah, just trying to get my name out there as much as I can and performing as much as I can. And yeah, it's honestly been a really great ride so far. So
that's awesome. Here's the first question. How did you first get into country music?
Yeah, so my dad's side of the family is actually very musically inclined. So I have a lot of like great aunt and uncles, cousins that sing, play instruments. So really all kinds of music has been in my family. But I really started listening to a lot of country when Carrie Underwood won American Idol. And around that time, I actually lived in Tennessee with my family. And that was the year she won American Idol. So I started really listening to her and then Keith Urban, Rascal Flatts, kind of the list goes on.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I really started listening to a lot of country music. But I love all kinds of music. I love rock. And it's just truly in my blood with my family being so musically, you know, oriented. So,
That's funny that you said that listening to Carrie on American Idol, because like when I heard her audition, I said then and there, I said, she's going to win this thing. I was like, man, that's the first one that I've seen. Like she like blew it out of the water for the audition.
Oh, absolutely. And that's even Simon said that you're going to sell millions of records. He even said that too. So But he knows talent, so.
just a little bit. Was there a moment when you knew this is what you wanted to do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it really started at a young age because I actually first performed in front of a crowd when I was in fourth grade when I lived in Tennessee. And so I knew I always just loved music and loved performing and singing. So I definitely knew at such a young age. And then I started performing out at fairs and festivals when I was around 11. So yeah, really at a young age, I knew that I really wanted to do it and pursue it.
That's pretty neat. Who were your biggest musical influences growing up?
Well, of course, Carrie Underwood. She's top one. But I love Elvis Presley. It's kind of a different genre, but I love him. Rascal Flatts. See, like I said, I love rock music, so I like Van Halen. I'm kind of all over the place.
Well, I'm kind of the same. I'm kind of the same way. There's only like couple like elevator music. I'm not big on that, and like classical.
Yeah,
I'm not big on that. But pretty much anything else, you know, blues. I mean, it goes on and on. I can listen to it all.
Oh yeah, me too. I'm the same exact way.
All just depends on what mood I'm in, you know.
Exactly, for sure.
Someone's never heard your music before. How would you describe your sound?
I feel like I'm a little more on the rockier side, actually. I do have a little bit of a sass, but I also do, you know, obviously slow songs as well that are maybe a little more country. So I kind of mix it up, but I would say if you did see me live, I do have a little more rockier side towards me and my voice too. So,
and you know, that's on, you know, everyone's different, but you know, but that's kind of like from what you're describing, the era, they were more of a rocky type too, the country music then. So that goes along with you know, seeing that era of the country music, you know, it influenced you, which is, I mean, pretty neat that you know, because everyone picks up something different, and that's what's neat about it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I say I have a good mixture of sound, but I will say I'm probably a little more on the rockier side.
Nothing wrong
but
with
I
that.
But I enjoy it. So.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. What does being a local artist mean to you?
Oh, I love it. You know, like I said, I grew up in Michigan performing all over the place, festivals, fairs, and I've been able to meet a lot of local other musicians in Michigan. And, you know, we know each other so well just by growing up together. And yeah, it just really means a lot. And it's so nice to see your peers doing the exact same thing. And also growing up at around the same time, like, for instance, Audrey Ray. I don't know if you ever heard of her, but we've known each other for so long.
Yeah.
So it's just really cool to see that she's still doing her thing and, you know, we still support each other and all that. So, no, I just think it's really great that I get to be a part of it all.
Yeah. And you know, talking with other artists doing these interviews, they've all kind of, and you just kind of said it there too, you know, coming back home and playing with your peers and all that. It's, they've all kind of said the same thing, is that Michigan connection. You know, it's like, we're different, you know, it's, you know, it's like, okay, there's everybody else and then there's Michigan, you know, and that's what they've all kind of said is, you know, they all, you know, anytime they can go out and support some friends of theirs or so just some people that they've met, you know, playing at a different place, they love to go out and do it.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah. We're all kind of supporting each other because it takes a team to do this, you know, be in this industry. So, it's really nice that I get to go back home and have that support. Yep. You know?
Do you have a favorite place around to play or write music?
If I do write, I try to go back and forth with being in Nashville and stuff. So I've written with some people down there. So probably would be Nashville. I've only written a couple times in Michigan, but it was pretty years ago.
Yeah.
But I would probably say, obviously, being in Nashville and writing, that's kind of the big area to write and co-write. So
where do you usually find inspiration for your songs?
Probably kind of whoever's out there in country music, even currently right now, you know, like obviously Ella Langley, I really love her kind of style, her music. So she's a big inspiration.
Yeah.
And I kind of just, I kind of just feed off kind of who's out there. Like I love Luke Combs when he was really, I mean, he's still happening, but you know, when he was really hitting hard, you know, I loved his kind of style and the way his melodies were. So it really just depends on kind of who's happening at the at the time when I'm writing certain songs. So that's kind of my inspiration on that.
Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
Oh yeah. I would have to say What's Right for You, which everyone can get that on all digital platforms. But I wrote that one about, I was actually in a relationship at the time and I was with him for like 4 years and I ended up not liking the situation that I was in. It was very negative and there was just other things, but I ended up packing my things and I ended up moving out and I did what was best for me and what was right for me. So I felt like it took a lot of courage to write a song like that.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of people come up to me and say that, you know, like I started crying when you sang this song, like I know how you felt. And so just to have that feedback, I think that's probably one of my favorite songs that I've written and I'm probably most proud of it for sure.
We'll be right back with more Kaylin Pace.
Hello, this is Kaylin Pace and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
You had your ways of holding me down. Then I got back up and I was alone in that room. I cried those tears and I felt the blues. You had your ways of holding me down. Then I got back up and this is how I feel. You gotta do.
Music and Country. We'll be right back on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Got a smaller household or just don't have much trash? Granger Waste Services has the perfect solution. The new mini cart. Granger's mini cart is compact, convenient, and just the right size for homes that generate less waste. Plus, it's our most affordable option. So, whether you need our regular cart or something smaller, you can enjoy reliable weekly trash pickup with a cart that fits your life. Visit GrangerWasteServices.com to start your service today.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country. Country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back to our interview with Kaylin Pace. Do your songs come from personal experiences or storytelling, or kind of a mix of both?
A mix of both, but more personable.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, for sure.
What's your songwriting process like? Do you do the lyrics first or melody first?
I would say I do the melody because I also play guitar as well. Mm-hmm. So I'll start kind of
strumming
picking
along.
Around.
Yep.
And then usually I'll start with like a chorus depending on, you know, the vibe of it. But
yeah.
I definitely start with the melody first and then the lyrics kind of come as it all comes together.
Yeah. Are you working on anything right now?
I'm not technically right now.
Yeah.
I'm here and there. I've been of writing a little bit, but as of like new music, not necessarily right now. I've just been kind of focusing on performing and getting my name out there.
Yeah.
And I do obviously have songs on iTunes and Spotify that people can check out, which I would appreciate it. And yeah, just kind of getting out there as much as I can and performing. I really love performing, so that's kind of my thing too.
Do you remember your first live performance?
Yeah, I think it would actually probably be when I was 8. I sang in front of my whole school in a talent show when I lived in Tennessee. I do remember that. And then I did a recital one time when I was young.
Yeah.
Probably around like 7 years old. And I was super scared, but I did it.
Hey, that's the main thing is you did it.
Yeah, exactly. But those two probably I remember the most.
Yeah.
For sure.
What has been your most memorable show so far?
Let's see. Well, I would have to say I actually opened up for Pitbull a couple years ago in Ohio.
Yeah.
With Put-in Bay, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah. Big old party place there.
Yeah. Yeah. I opened up for Pitbull and other artists as well, L. King.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a huge storm, but I ended up singing. I was only able to sing one song, but he was able to obviously perform.
Yeah.
And just being able to say that I shared the stage with Pitbull is pretty cool. So
yeah.
I definitely felt very grateful to be a part of that show and that big of stage as well. And yeah, I would have to say that one would be my top.
If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
You know, Carrie Underwood came to mind, but I would also maybe say Keith Urban too.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two for sure.
Your road trip snack of choice.
That's a good one. You know, I'm not really much of a snack person, but if I do, it's Cheez-Its.
Do you like just original ones or?
Yeah, just original Cheez-Its.
I like the extra toasty ones.
Yeah, those are good too.
Yeah.
I get those once in a while.
And then there's like an extra cheesy one. I can't remember the.
Yes, I've had that one too.
Yeah, but that's.
It's something like that.
Yeah, and then there's every once in a while, like the hot and spicy ones.
Never tried those, but I don't really like spice.
Yeah,
so maybe I just.
No, that's, you don't want to try them if you don't like spice, so.
Yeah, so not a good idea.
What is your favorite country song of all time? That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Because everyone that I've asked that question, they've asked me the same question back.
Yeah.
And I've said a different answer every time.
Yeah. I really love the song by Cody Johnson, Till You Can't.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that would be my top, one of my top. Just the meaning behind it and the melody. I'm all about melody, so.
I got to see him, I think it was last year at the casino.
Oh, okay.
Or the year before.
Yeah, he would probably be amazing.
Yeah, it was a great show.
I've never seen him live, but.
It was a great show.
I bet.
Here's a couple that I've said. I've said The Dance by Garth.
Oh, that's a good one.
My favorite all-time song ever is Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty.
Ooh, okay.
I got to meet him. Back in 2000, 2001, somewhere in there. I got to meet him down in Ohio.
Oh, wow. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess for a different genre, my favorite all-time favorite song is Tears of Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yep, that's a good one.
That's my jam. That is my jam. if we're not talking country.
Yeah. No, I like, there's all kinds of songs that I like.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too.
What's the biggest goal you're chasing right now?
Well, obviously, I would love to eventually, hopefully, land a record deal. Would be my all-time goal. But honestly, making music full-time, which I've done for 8 or so years, but done it my whole life.
Yeah.
Just being able to perform, open up for different artists, meet the fans that I meet. I mean, I've met so many amazing people through this whole journey. Just that alone and doing all that really, like, tops it, too, for me. So,
yeah.
But obviously, my main goal would be to be on a tour bus and travel all over the world.
Yeah, that'd be fun. What advice would you give to other local musicians just starting out?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I would just tell them, you know, to just, it's very a dedicated type of career. And, you know, I believe that you just have to just keep going, keep trying and play, like perform anywhere that you can, because that's what's going to get you out there.
Yeah.
Is, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Performing is what is going to, you're just going to meet someone else, you know. You might play at a venue and someone will be in the crowd and boom, it could lead to something else.
Yep.
So, and just try to stay to your own lane and who you are and just believe in yourself.
Yeah.
That would probably be my best advice.
Now, you said you go to school. Can we talk about what you're going to school for? Or, you know?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, I decided to go to cosmetology school, and it actually, I've always thought about doing it, at least the last probably 4 years. I've been really thinking about doing it because it actually runs in my family. My grandparents used to own a hair salon years ago in Ann Arbor, actually. But my grandma ended up passing away when I was little, but my grandpa still does hair, cuts hair, does color and stuff. So it's always just been in my family. And then also on my dad's side, I have a couple family members that does hair.
Yeah.
So I've always been around it and in the salons. And I don't know, I just feel like some of that's in my blood as well. And I thought, you know, it'd be pretty cool if I could do hair and then also sing, because I'm obviously still doing both.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. And I'm 30 now too, so I'm just trying to kind of venture out on all different things.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's been really great. You never know.
Uh-huh. Never know who you might walk into needing a haircut, and bam,
exactly.
There you go.
I know. You never know. So that's how I take life.
Yep.
You never know.
Where could fans follow you on social media?
Yeah, so I have Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all under Kaylin Pace Music. I also have a website under kaylinpace.com. And then obviously I have music that everybody can go and check out on iTunes, Spotify, all that fun stuff. Yeah, and I would love the support, and because that's what gets you further in this career. That's where they can all find me.
Well, Kaylin, I want to thank you for coming on Kicking Country and Keeping It Local podcast. And it was a great interview.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll talk to you again here in the near future, and you can update us what's been going on. And yeah,
absolutely. Well, I appreciate you having me, and it was so nice talking to you, and maybe one day we'll meet each other.
Oh yeah. Yeah, thanks for listening to Kicking Country and Keeping It Local.
Hello, this is Kaylin Pace, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and buck92.com.
You gotta feel like there's nothing gonna stop you. You gotta feel like you're never gonna give up. Cause all the no's, all the silence, all the whys, I can tell you one of these days, you're gonna catch a break. We'll be right back.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and keeping it local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday. Yeah.